Welcome. You're watching the news. I'm Gargi Rawat. Coming up ahead, a massive challenge for Odisha authorities as families line up for their loved ones. DNA tests are now conducted. Also, an exclusive interview with Bajrang Punia, who says the restless protest will continue. Let's take a look at the headlines we're tracking at this hour. A long wait for families in Odisha who are waiting to claim the bodies of their loved ones. To avoid confusion, authorities have made a DNA test necessary. So far, 83 bodies remain unclaimed. This as the probe into the triple train crash has been taken over by the CBI. In an exclusive interview to NDTV, Bajrang Punia denies any deal with Home Minister Amit Shah, says their protest will continue and they are deciding on their next steps. He also says that the minor girl has not taken back her complaint against BJP MP and Federation Chief Brij Bhushan. The BJP and Shiv Sena may have announced they will contest all polls together, but already differences cropping up when it comes to individual seats, while the MVA is also facing a huge challenge, with Uddhav Shiv Sena wanting a larger seat share. The BJP protested in Karnataka today after a Congress minister suggested the state government will take back the law against cow slaughter. Chief Minister Siddaramaiah says they will discuss it further. While Ukraine and Russia have blamed one another for the destruction of a key dam, residents of Ukraine's southern Kherson region are evacuating as floodwaters rise following the destruction of the dam on the Dnipro River. And the ICC World Test Championship final begins tomorrow as India and Australia clash at the Oval. The two world champions chasing their first WTC trophy. Rohit Sharma says don't dwell on the past when asked about India's ICC trophy drought.